Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I know you're out there somewhere. Do you know what this is? That's a globe, okay? Let me share a little word with you before we talk about the globe, okay? This is what we heard in Isaiah today. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills, and the nations will flow to it. So, I want to talk about where it all began, where our faith began. Here's a globe, okay? This is a model of what? Of the world, right. Do you know where we live on this globe? Can you find it? Who knows? Do you know your globe? Come on up here. Okay? Can you show us where we live on the globe? Do you know where it is? I'll put it there. Well, that's South America there. We got to go. Do you know where it is? Can you help? Right. Okay, yep, you're in the right country now. Okay, you stand. Right. Okay, yeah, there's Ohio. Yeah, there's the Great Lakes and there's Ohio right there. And then right above America, what's up here? Canada, right? And then, let's see, what's right below America right here? Mexico. Very good. You know you're... Okay, let's go over across the ocean. What's this big old country right here? Russia, right. And right down here, what's this? China, very good. You know your globe pretty well, don't you? Now, do you know where the country is that Jesus lived in? It's Israel. Where is Israel? I'll show it to you here, but you're going to have to get a magnifying glass because it's teeny tiny. It's way here on the end of the Mediterranean Sea, right there is where Jesus live. That's where it all began, right? It's so tiny. It's so tiny, isn't it? And then Isaiah said, the mountain of the Lord. Well, let's talk about mountains for a second. Do you know where the mountains are? Like in America. Here, can you feel? Somebody feel that. Feel those bumps on the globe? Those are the mountains, right? What? Those are the Rocky Mountains, right? And if you go down to South America, way down here, feel those mountains there, right up along there? Do you know what mountains those are? Those are the Andes Mountains. And then you go over here to Europe, and you feel these mountains right here. Those are the Alps. All right? And clear over here, let's see, over India, the Himalayas, exactly, where the tallest mountain in the world is, right? Mount Everest, right. Now, so those are really big mountains. Let's feel the mountains on Israel. Can you right there is Israel. Can you feel anything? No. No, the mountains in Israel aren't very big. The mountains in Israel are also teeny tiny. So, it's a teeny tiny country with teeny tiny mountains compared to the really big mountains. And yet Isaiah says, you have a seat, Isaiah says it's going to be the most important country and the highest of all mountains. Do you know why that is? Why is Israel so important to us? Because that's where Jesus lived. It's where he died on a cross. It's where he rose for our sins, right? We rose for our salvation. That's where the worship of Jesus began, was right there in Israel. The first disciples worshipped him in Israel. That's where most of the Bible was written. That's an important place, isn't it? For such a teeny tiny place with such teeny tiny mountains, that's an important place. But did Jesus come just to save the people right there? He came to save people where? All over the globe, didn't he? And from Israel, Isaiah says, from Israel, the word goes out. It goes out to Africa. It goes out to Asia. It goes to Europe. It goes across the ocean to America. The word goes out that God loves us and that he sent his son Jesus to die for us. And now all over the world, people are worshiping Jesus with you this morning. When we're here, people all over the world are worshiping Jesus. And when we get together for worship, we all go back once again to a teeny tiny mountain in Israel called Mount Calvary, where they put a cross one day. And who died on that cross? Jesus Christ died on that cross. And that's why Israel is the most important of all. And that's why the mountain of the Lord is such a high mountain. Because the most important thing of all happened on that mountain when God gave His life for us, right? A teeny tiny country with teeny tiny mountains, but it's the most important of all because that's the place where God sent His Son to save us all. Let's pray. Nice. Thank you, God, for sending your Son and for taking a teeny tiny place like Israel with its teeny tiny mountains and making it so important for us by having Jesus die there for our sins. Help us, Lord, to prepare for His coming again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up today.